Ready for geography trivia? This time I've got the 10 longest rivers in the US. Don't worry, I'll get to other countries and continents later on. But for now, this is a simple 10-question geography bee about American rivers. Get your paddle ready and let's go. Number 1. What is the longest river in the US? The Missouri River. Number 2. What river, starting in Pennsylvania, makes up the southern border of Illinois, Indiana, and the state that shares its name? The Ohio River. Number 3. What river, originating in British Columbia, makes up about two-thirds of the border between Washington and Oregon? The Columbia River. Number 4. Sharing a name with a U.S. state, what is the river that cuts through the Grand Canyon? The Colorado River. Number 5. Flowing through New Orleans and emptying into the Gulf of Mexico, what is the second longest river in the U.S.? The Mississippi River. Number 6. What river starts at the Llewellyn Glacier in British Columbia, flows through Alaska, and empties into the Bering Sea? The Yukon River. Number 7. Separating Texas from Mexico, what river's name literally means Big River? The Rio Grande. Number 8. What colorful river makes up much of Oklahoma's southern border? The Red River. Number 9. What river begins in Wyoming, winds its way through Idaho before ending in the Columbia River? The Snake River. Number 10. What river, starting in Colorado, shares its name with the state where the river ends at the Mississippi River? The Arkansas River. And we're done with American River trivia. How did you fare on the white water? Let me know on Discord or social media, and I'll see you back here on Wednesday for our regularly scheduled episode. This has been the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. You can learn more about this podcast at dorkygeekynerdy.com. You can support the show and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This show was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or want to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Long before the Summer of Love, pride parades down Market Street, and the fight for marriage equality, San Francisco in 1953 was all about the Red Scare, FBI investigations, yellow journalism run amok, and the ladies who play mahjong over tea. In The Unexpected Heiress, private detective Nick Williams is called in to see his lawyer and friend Jeffrey Klein, whose mystery client, under contract to Metro, was just arrested at the Kit Kat Club on Polk Street, but somehow got off with a bench warrant. Jeffrey wants to know who in the police department worked things behind the scenes for the star of the upcoming blockbuster, It Was Raining Then. Meanwhile, a late-night phone call from his estranged father sends Nick into a tailspin, and a family secret, along with a lot of other things better kept hush-hush, are all splashed on the front pages of the Daily News. It ain't pretty. In the end, for Nick and his lover, a strapping firefighter named Carter Jones, it's actually the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. The Unexpected Heiress by Frank W. Butterfield is book one in the Nick and Carter series and is available now on Audible and iTunes.